You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. More than 173,000 people have died of the coronavirus in the United States. It's hard to imagine each of these humans individually, the families they've left behind, and what their lives were like. FM89's news director Alice Daniel has the story of one of them, a Hmong businessman and filmmaker who had a profound impact on thousands of others. 72-year-old Su Tao died of COVID-19 in July, and his funeral is this weekend in Fresno.
What you're hearing is a documentary produced in Burma in the late 90s. Two young Hmong women in traditional dress are dancing encircled by other villagers. They're singing a goodbye song to filmmaker Su Tao, who came from Fresno to make this video. Here's his son, Steve Tao.
He went to Burma to find kind of like the lost Hmong people there. Did a documentary, the whole town came out to welcome him, and he had a conversation with the village elders.
A lively conversation full of laughter. It was a big deal, Steve says, because it gave other Hmong communities all over the world a chance to compare culture, history, and life experiences. But it was also a dangerous trip because of Burma's civil war. By the time Su Tao made this documentary, he'd already been a well-known film distributor of videos dubbed in Hmong, mostly romantic and action films from Thailand, as well as films from Bollywood.
A lot of the homes in America would have these videos. We would send, thousands of videos across the country.
Steve says his dad also made documentaries of his native Laos in the early 90s. Years after he and thousands of other Hmong came to the United States as refugees.
The government was still closed off to most people, so it was really an amazing thing for people here to see Hmong people in Laos, see the land of their forefathers and see some of their relatives on video.
For 15 years, the U.S. fought a secret war against the Communist Pathet Lao and the North Vietnamese. Not with American troops, but with native Laotians instead. Tens of thousands of them, Hmong tribesmen.
Like many older Hmong refugees in Fresno, Su fought in the CIA's secret war in Laos. Steve Tao says his dad, who spoke English, was a second lieutenant and helped direct bombers and fighter pilots on air missions. When the Pathet Lao won the Civil War in 1975, Su and his family tried to get on one of the planes that General Vang Pao had brought in for officers like him. Steve was only 5 years old.
I think it was the last C-130, and I remember him throwing me onto the plane, and I just remember the image of people all over. And there's an iconic picture of a C-130 with thousands of people around it.
Su and Steve both got on the plane headed to Thailand, but somehow in the crush of desperate people pushing to get on board, Su's pregnant wife and daughter got separated from him and didn't make it on the plane. Many of Su's other family members were also stuck in Laos. His niece, Tru Chang, says her family was terrified Vietnamese soldiers would kill them. But one night,
they heard footsteps outside the door. They thought, oh my gosh, we are going to be caught now. And they all were frightened. They started crying, and the footsteps got closer to the door.
There was a knock on the door. Their hearts stopped. They thought, this is it. But then they heard a familiar voice. It was Su Tao. He had come back to Laos from Thailand to rescue the rest of his family.
And they opened the door, and Uncle Su said to them, don't worry, I'm going to take you guys.
He hired a bus and bribed some patrol guards to let them through. He talks about the journey in a documentary by Michael Corpy called City of Refuge.
May 14, 1975, on that day we lost our country to the communists and we decided to flee to Thailand. Finally, we crossed the Mekong River safely into Thailand. We stayed in the refugee camp 10 months and then we came to America.
Sue's family was sponsored by the Third Reformed Church in Pella, Iowa, a Dutch immigrant town known as the City of Refuge. His family was the first to arrive in Iowa, but many others followed.
Pella is a small town in Iowa. It is like many other small towns, but this town is unmistakably Dutch. Many people in Pella are direct descendants of the Dutch immigrants who founded the city. This film is a record of how the Dutch immigrants opened their community to the new immigrants from Laos.
After a couple of years, Sue got a job working for the Iowa Refugee Services in Des Moines. He helped new Hmong families acclimate and find jobs. He worked long hours translating.
I received a phone call, I might say almost 24 hours, even at work and at home. In the midnight, doctors, and they need interpretation, they just call me. Or refugees, they need help, they call me at home.
But Sue and his family missed Pella, and they often drove back on the weekends to attend the Hmong Christian church. Sue had been raised Christian in Laos. Sue moved to Fresno in the early 90s. He wanted to be around a large Hmong community where he could find actors to dub film parts. Just this year, he had agreed to move to Minnesota, where several of his 9 children live. But in June, he had a stroke. He needed physical therapy, so he went to a rehab facility at a nursing home. His daughter, Von Tau, says the plan was to keep him there for 4 to 6 weeks and then bring him home. But instead, he got a fever and started shaking.
They just sent him to Clovis Community Hospital, and as soon as he got there, they tested him right away, and he was positive for coronavirus.
He'd been in high spirits, Von says, but the virus made him so ill. She and her siblings saw him multiple times over a Zoom connection on the internet. The first day, he gave them the thumbs up. On the last day, July 30th, he had an oxygen mask.
And then we didn't think he could hear us, but he did. Because the way he was sitting was kind of like on the side. And the nurse was wiping tears with the tissue.
It was surreal, Vaughn says, even eerie, to watch her 72-year-old father die, not in person, but over a screen.
It was a real struggle to watch him breathe and not be able to. It was like watching him suffocate.
The disease is horrible, Vaughn says, but what she really hates is that people are dismissive when someone who is older dies from it.
Because the old people is somebody's mom or dad or somebody's brother, uncle.
Somebody's brother, uncle, father. Sue Tau was all that. But he was also someone who did so much for the Hmong community. If his life hadn't been cut short by the virus, Vaughn wonders, what other amazing things might he have done? For Valley Public Radio, I'm Alice Daniel. Oh,